You know, we relate to Jesus because he related to us. And in the Old Testament, what Travis was talking about, you know, God was always present there, but they didn't really able to develop a personal relationship with God, even though they believed and they had faith. So when God decided to come to this earth through the birth canal and through the gift of the Holy Spirit, he was raised like we were raised. As a child, he grew in stature and wisdom, and he experienced everything that we experience. That's what makes him the perfect intercessor. And I think sometimes that all we got to do is just know that God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall never die but have eternal life. But no matter what you're going through, when you cry out to him, he understands. I think that's the most important thing, that you're really not alone. So as we've been looking through Mark's gospel, in chapter 4, talked about the sowing of the seed or the scattering of seed and the importance of seed. And then the also illustration about the mustard seed, the tiny little seed that becomes a great tree. The big branches and the birds have a place to rest and all that. It's just an amazing thing. But this is the part of the Mark's gospel that I want to share with you, is about Jesus calming the storm. Now, we've been blessed to be in Israel quite a few times, and we've been able to be on the Sea of Galilee. It's really a lake, not a sea, but I call it the Sea of Galilee. And it was a nice, beautiful, peaceful day, and we got on the boat with all the other tourists, and we were traveling across the Sea of Galilee, and then all of a sudden, a storm came. And our tour guide explained to us about how the weather patterns come down through that valley as you look over here, and you never know when they're going to come. They just, boom, come. And this is what Jesus is talking about.